Okay, I think we are ready to wrap up Shaar Dalet, which is a big shlav in wrapping up the entire Sefer. And it's very appropriate for the 9 days that we are in of this last chapter in Shaar Dalet. By now, we've come to the understanding how important Limud HaTorah is and how fundamental it is and central it is in all of Yiddishkeit. To achieve our spiritual goals, one has to be connected to Limud HaTorah. It's got to be at the front and center of our Avodah. And that's a true connection. Now, one could raise an interesting question, which is, once now we are in these days mourning the loss of the Beis HaMikdash, which was the Makom of the Avodah, right? Now, one could say, well, nowadays, that we don't have Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. So what is the closest thing that replaces the Beis HaMikdash? So one would probably say the Beis HaKnesses, which is a place of Avodah, which is the shul where you daven. But the Gemara in Brachos doesn't say that. The Gemara in Brachos, Daf Ches, says, Miyoim shecharav Beis HaMikdash, from the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Ein Loila HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamo, the only place Hashem has in this world that replaces the Beis HaMikdash is Ella, only Dalet Amos Shel Halacha Bilvad, 4 Amos where people learning Halacha. That's where replaces the Beis HaMikdash. So one would say, hold on a second, but that's not where you do Avodah, you learn Torah there in the Dalet Amos Shel Halacha. Right? That's not the place of Avodah. The answer is that the Beis HaMikdash, that what you did there was Avodah, but what was going on there was Shechina was there. Shechina was present. The place that the Shechina is the most present is in the Beis Medrash where people are learning. That's where Shechina is present. More so than in the Beis HaKnesses, in the place that people are davening. More so than there. The place that Hashem's Shechina is present the most is in the Dalet Amos Shel Halacha Bavad. That's the open Gemara in Brachos. So Reb Chaim Volozhin now continues and he says, "Umeis Churban Beis Kodshenu." The way he says it again is very beautiful. From the day of the Churban Bais, the Golu Habonim Me'al Shulchan Aviem, that the children were Nigla. They went to Golus from their father's Shulchan table. Shchinas Kvoido Yizbarach, from the Shchina Ozla Umesarcha Kaviyachol. The Shchina left Loi Tagia and it never found a place. It's hopping around. The Shechina. Ve'in Shiur Raka Torah, so it's the only place to go, is the Makom HaTorah. Kishi Yisrael Am HaKodesh, when the Jewish people mitzafzefim are like making noise, umahagim bakaroi, properly studying. Hein heim Allah, they are those people that are studying Torah, lemikdash ma'at. They are a mikdash ma'at for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina. They are the mikdash ma'at. They are retaining the Shechina. L'hokin oiso l'sa'ada, to prepare it and to support it, v'shoyre imayim, and it dwells with them. Upereses knafea aleim kaviyachol, and the Torah, the Shechina spreads its wings over them when the people are learning, because they are preparing a place for him to be present. Ubein kach is naicha ma'at, and that's where he can be naich a little bit, rest a little bit. Kamamar mzal, and then he brings that Gemara brachas that I just told you. Miyam shachar beis hamikdash ein ala kadosh baruch hu ba'olamai ela dalet amos shel halacha bilvad. Ve'amur shom oyin. Furthermore, minai shafil echad shiyoshev is the Mishnah Perkei Avos echad shiyoshev oisik b'Torah sheshchina shuria imoy shenemar b'chol hamokam asher azkirat shmi, wherever you mention my name in learning, that's where I'm to be found. Now he brings the Zohar. And the Zohar is a very fascinating Zohar. The Zohar is going on the famous Pasuk, the mitzvah. We all know the concept that when you come into a city and you're battling a city, the Torah says, do not chop down the fruit trees. Right? Ki ha'adam eitz ha'sodeh, shetavol ha'b'matzor, you're attacking the people, you're not attacking the trees, and therefore do not cut down the fruit trees, which in Florida is a very commonly known problem, right?
Baltashkes.
Do not cut down the fruit trees. So says Reb Chaim, he brings a Zohar. Ubezohar. The Zohar goes on this pasuk. Pasach ve'amar. We start saying, ki tatzur el ir lo tashchit et itza. Baltashkes. Do not destroy the trees. What is that referring to, says the Zohar? Da talmid chacham. the tree it's referring to is the Talmud Chacham. The Iyu Ilna Dechaya, because he's the fruit tree. What's a fruit tree? It's a tree that grows, produces, and everyone eats from it. So the fruit tree of the world is the Talmud Chacham, because he's standing tall, giving fruits, and everyone is eating from it. Ki mimenu toichal, you're eating from the tree. V'chi ahu mechabla ochel minei. Ela, ki mimenu toichal, hahu tinra takifa, hahi dechol ruchin takifa kadish nafke minei. That's where all the holy spirits are coming from. Tleis hanav t'yuvta l'ruach kutcha by alma. There is no hanav, there's no benefit, no pleasure for HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. Ela iraisa, only that which comes through the Torah. Da'hu zaka kaviyachol iyu mefarnes la. Which means what? You know, this tzaddik is producing fruits for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we say, the Zohar. He's saying it's the fruits for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he means. So that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is getting more hana from the learning of a person than from the karbonis. And from the day that the Beis Mikdash was destroyed, and there are no more karbonis. The main thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu benefits from is from Torah. Because think about that, that's the closest spiritual bria in the world, is the Torah itself. That was the first thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in the world. And so the hana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets, that the people are connecting to him through that, is the greatest hana. Bless, don't cut it down. Bless mezoyin by alma elamimenu. So this is the remez that the Zohar brings from the parsha of the Baal Tashchis, is that it's referring to the Torah. V'zeu gamken amechuvin apnimi b'ma'amorim zal perkam b'tainis ma'i deksiv ki ha'adam etasodeh im tamachochem ha'guhunu mimenu toichah. So the tree of life is the Torah. The fruit tree is the fruits that it's producing, is the supporting and the benefit that everyone has from his Torah learning. And then he continues and he says, "Ube'isek haTorah, and by learning, who oisek haviyochol diro lo yizbarach petachtoinim, he's making a house for Hashem in this world. Lishkan kavod baretz, and that Hakadosh Baruch Hu could dwell in the world. K'mamar mizal b'shmois Rabba, achle nitna Torah liYisrael. It says Moshe ala elokim. Before the Torah was created, if you wanted to connect to Hashem, you know what you had to do? You had to go up to Shemayim like Moshe Rabbeinu did." Moshe Allah Elohim. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He brought down the Torah. Now you want to connect to Hashem, you can do it down here too. That's what the Zohar says. Achlo nitna Torah liYisrael. Moshe Allah Elohim. Moshe had to go up. Misha nitna Torah. But once the Torah was given, Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu v'asulu mikdash, make a beis mikdash for me, v'shachanti b'soicham, and I will dwell there. V'dat now. Now he leaves us off with the parting thoughts.
Question: if we say the others were connected to, and obviously they were up, they learned Torah, right? That's why we always understand that the others knew the Torah,
right?
How is it that the Torah that they didn't go up to connect to HaKadosh Baruch
Hu? They didn't bring it down though. They weren't able to bring it down to Shemayim. What you're asking is a complicated question now. So we addressed this actually, I think, a while back, that if the Torah is what supports the world, then how was the world supported until Matan Torah?
Right, we did that right.
So that was a Gemara. The Gemara asked the Kasha. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah asked that Kasha, and the Gemara says that it was 26 generations until the Torah was given, and that's connected the 26 psukim of Ki La'olam Chazdoi, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu supported the world out of his chesed, based on the knowledge that they were going to accept the Torah in the future. So it's true that the way the world was being supported then was on the chesed, was not on the, you know, not based on the way it's supported today. That's the answer. So, Dai B'Dvareinu Eila Lamaskil. So any maskil, any intelligent person, should be sufficient for him the words I told you, Asher mitoichem yirev yavin darkoi b'kodesh. A person should understand what's the way of kodesh. V'yoichas tzedek b'darkoi. He should hold on to the tzedek. Lam v'yam mishmeres ha'esek b'tarak toisha. To stark in his learning, kol ha'yomim asher uchai, for his whole life, v'lios mo'us b'ra. He should be empowered to go against the bad, b'char b'tayv, and choose the good, u'l'chol ha'briyos v'aylam uskulam, and this will help the entire Bria, lasis nachas li'yotzrei, that he is giving nachas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, u'boyro yisbarach, who created him. V'yirotzim al'fanav yisbarach shemai, and it's a tefillah, yirotzim from Hashem, she'yiftach libeinu b'sarasa, he should open our hearts to be able to learn, v'yasim b'libeinu ahavasa v'yirasa, he should put in our hearts avon yir of Hashem, v'yushlam kavanosai, the brias olamai, and the purpose of creation should be fulfilled. She yisukan olam b'malchus shakai, that the whole world should see the malchus of Hashem, v'yeda kolpo'ol and kiata fa'altoi, and eventually everyone should see that Hashem created the world. Yikablu kulam ol machusa yisbarach, and everyone should be mekabel the ol malchus Hashem k'fi haratzon ha'elyon, according to the ratzon ha'elyon, v'yashem echad shmo echad amen ken yiratzon. Finishes up the sefer with that. So I think he brought his point out pretty strongly that this is, and like I've said before, this is the bedrock of hashkafa of the Olam HaYeshivas, you know, that he founded basically from the Vilna Gaon, and then he started that. Everything that we see, all the yeshivas in the world that we have today, Sephardi, Ashkenazi, all the yeshivas in the world are based on this, you know, basically on Shaar Dal that we just learned, this concept that we have to impress on the students the importance of Limud HaTorah, and that's the fundamental, you know, mitzvah. Obviously, everyone has to do what work, you know, everyone has to do their thing, their mitzvahs, and everyone has to do what they can do. But to understand that the more one is connected to Torah, the more that they're bringing, you know, shlemus to the bria, shlemus to themselves, shlemus to the neshama, and ultimately bringing nachas Kodesh Baruch Hu, and that's the, you know, that's avoda. So hopefully this was inspiring for us to reconnect, and I hope we don't want to lose inspiration before I come back. So we can continue, and you know, after this, really, I should offer everyone an opportunity for Gemara Shir B'in, you know. So I have to find. I'm thinking. When we could have maybe one. Maybe we gotta figure out how to learn maybe a sugya B'in once in a while. Maybe once a week we should learn Bava Basra or something. You know, something nice B'in to get a little bit a little deeper. So. You know, watch out. I may be presenting that when it comes to all time. So
okay. We'll see. We have more classes, or do you think we're taking a break, a summer break?
So definitely taking a break right now. I'm going to be traveling, and
so tonight's the last class for now.
through next week. In other words, today's Tuesday, so Wednesday, Thursday, and next week. It's not going to be Shayach. The week after that, we'll pick it up at that point, but. There's two things that we need to